Ramble.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Bella, where the hell have you been, Loca? Welcome to Guilty Pleasures. We're doing it, people. We're back for Twilight. New Moon.
Oh, King of the Wigs.
AKA Kristen Stewart discovers adrenaline.
Yes, she does.
Hell yeah. We began this season with Twilight.
That was episode number one.
Yeah, baby. And we are here in the final two episodes of the year. What, you guys are being too adorable
right now.
I kind of want to go sit on the couch with you.
With your little cozy sweater.
Should we just snuggle?
No. Yeah, stay over there.
Okay, all right. Wow. They're aggressive.
This is the final two episodes of the season.
What? Yeah.
This is it. We're going to be taking, just so you guys know, a hiatus in January.
What is a hiatus?
Hiatus.
What does that mean?
It means we're going to peace the fuck out and not do any work for a little bit.
No, you're going to be doing a lot of work.
Yeah, you've never stopped working since I've met you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the vacation so that I can get some work done.
Oh,
man.
So we're just going to have no episodes all of January.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the anthem. Get your damn hands up.
Do you think people will come back?
They better.
I hope for season two.
But also, it doesn't matter because we're clearly not doing this for anyone else except for ourselves.
Right, exactly. Just do reruns.
Let's just love the sound of our own voices.
Yeah, why not?
Reruns of the podcast?
Yeah. Reruns of the podcast.
That's a good idea. Should we just re-release episodes that we thought didn't get enough views?
Yeah. Yes.
Justice for Crossroads.
Right.
Yeah.
Did it do enough?
But today we are talking about Twilight New Moon, the second installment. Why is just that phrase funny?
It's just so.
I just said the title.
New Year, New Moon. Why wasn't it called Twilight Your Own Son or something like that?
She called him a son, right?
She called Jacob a son.
I think. I don't recall that part.
You are revealing something that bothered me, which is that I don't think that moons play any
part.
Oh, wait, it's because the moons
werewolf,
make the werewolves
you
go.
Idiot.
I just got that.
Yeah. But
that's not in the movie.
But that's not in the movie. Because they play fast and loose with lore.
It's about her period, all of humanity has lived through.
Oh, it's about her period.
Okay, I have a lot of metaphors that I want to get into, so I can't wait to hear that one. you just dribbled water on yourself?
Great. I didn't feel it because I don't have feeling in the bottom half of my face. And I thought my mouth was on it and it just dribbled all down my shirt.
This is going to be a fun one.
Guys.
We have renowned Twihard Alexandria Herring is going to be joining us in the second half of this episode. I think she's going to have some questions, or we'll have some questions that
we'll
need
have
answering.
A lot of questions. I hope I don't make her cry.
But Twilight New Moon picks up where the last movie left off. Bella Swan is turning 18 years old. She is hopelessly in love with this sexy, sexy vampire, Edward Cullen. But what's this? At Bella's birthday party, a drop of blood sends the vampires into a craze. And Edward decides that he must break up with Bella to protect her.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, shit. But here comes Jacob. He's 16 years old, and he's hot now.
He's fucking sexy now. Two years down. Oh my God.
He put on some muscle, and he can lift motorcycles with his bare arms.
Yeah.
He's also a werewolf.
Oh my
Bella
God.
Finds herself in a little love triangle. She tries to unlife herself a bunch because that's where adrenaline comes from, and she's seeing ghost visions of Edward. That's confusing.
Yep.
Then there's a secret society called the Volturi. If you think there's a lot of plot that I just talked about, that's because there is. Let's get the fuck into it. This is Twilight New Moon.
Guys, this
is my new favorite movie.
Wrong song.
Okay, we're not talking about it.
I need to state this loud and clear.
Okay. Yeah.
This is my new favorite movie.
Okay, what?
I've never seen this before.
Yeah. More than Drag Me to Hell?
Don't you dare.
Okay.
This movie is the perfect amount of insanity and acting ineptitude and just like just things. It is so funny. Yeah. It is so funny in ways that I don't know that it means to be funny. And I had a blast.
It feels like watching a school play in all of the worst and best ways. I just loved like sitting there and being like, oh, this is a nice, again, wig. This is a nice performance. Look at these strings that are pulling people through the air. That's crazy.
And you both had not seen it before.
Never seen it before.
I saw the first Twilight in theaters. Yes. My sister brought me. I believe we talked about this last time.
Yeah.
And I fucking hated it. And then I was like, you know, when this came out, I was in high school or I was a college freshman, sophomore. And I'm like, I'm not going to watch that.
Right. Not even out of like comedic effect. Not even to like be a part of the zeitgeist.
No, and I regret it immensely. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I want to go back in time.
Yeah.
Slap the shit out of Little Zach.
Yeah.
Miles,
like,
did I love or hate the first Twilight? Okay, good, because I fucking loved this one, too.
Yeah,
I eat this shit like,
it's the same movie. It's the same thing.
Oh, but it's so much more.
It's so much deeper.
Okay, I feel like they were just like, let's just double down on everything and like make it, throw a little bit more budget into this and then just do it with
more abs.
More abs.
More twinkling.
I want to know what kind of regimen Taylor Lautner was on.
What's he up to?
I think he's just
shark boying all over the place.
Shark boying.
Yeah, he was Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
That was before this. Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
Can I launch into my first pleasure?
Yeah.
And it's an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
It's because it does say, let's do the first movie over again.
Yeah.
But they said, instead of doing it with the mysterious, hot Robert Pattinson, let's do it with the uncharismatic, not great at acting, Taylor Lautner.
There are some line reads where I'm just like, buddy.
I think that Taylor Lautner in this movie, and I don't mean to be mean, but there's really no way to tiptoe around this. And I'm sorry. Hello, Twihards. Welcome to the podcast. I don't mean to be dunking on your movie right out the gate. I loved it. I fucking loved it.
I feel like Twihards are old enough to understand.
They get it.
Yeah.
My pleasure is that I think he is the least sexy character ever put to screen.
Oh, my.
I think that he is like...
Did you see when his shirt was off in the rain?
That looks good.
Did you see when he became a wolf and shredded his shredded jean shorts?
My poor man was wearing the wiggiest of wigs for the first 40 minutes.
So fucking crazy.
I was wondering how far we'd get in without bringing up the wig.
It was immediate. It's immediate. Because like I remember that in this movie, his hair is short and I was like, oh, okay, so when is this gonna happen?
And he comes in
with that fucking wig on his head looking like a weird Native American
teacher.
Rastafari
like Hawaii
like Hawaii
surfer.
Like surfer and I'm like, yo, this is Seattle.
Yeah,
what the fuck is happening? Why is his hair this long? What's going on up top? I normally don't notice wigs like Zach, noticing outfits, or I'm just like watching and I'm like, okay, well, I know that this is very bad when I notice it. This was such a bad wig.
It stops you in your tracks.
Yeah, truly.
And it just goes to show how much hair plays a part in someone's
The believability.
Look. I mean, it's what I say about eyebrows. Like,
why do you think I spent all this money on this?
Throw all the money at it.
If you all would just let me fill in your eyebrows, you would become 10s. I hate to break it to you. You're all sitting at a 9.5 right now.
Hey, that's better than I said.
Because you're not having your eyebrows done.
Kelsey, can we do this during the podcast?
Literally,
can you come do it right now?
Or maybe after? Got a pen?
It is so unfortunate, too, because they play out. You are right. Once he cuts his hair and you get to see him without his shirt, you're like, Taylor, 16-year-old looks good on you.
16. Why are your eyes so close together? I'm sorry. But damn, 16.
Damn.
God.
But like, they play out the majority of their love story when he
has long hair.
First of all, has a shirt on
and
just has this really bad haircut.
Right.
But what gets me is that after he is physically just a hot specimen, right? But he is a Dorcas.
Yeah.
When you hear him talk, when you watch him move, when you see him try and be intimidating,
no,
I ain't believing it.
I'm not believing any of it.
I want to cuddle him.
Yeah, yeah. They
like,
should have just
on the ground. Let me lay with
they
you.
They should have just leaned into that. If yeah. like, like, as soon as they saw him and saw him be like dweeby, like, oh yeah, I love fucking mechanics and all that stuff. Yeah, just
okay, fucking Tuner McGee.
I know. So that's what I'm saying. Lean into that shit.
And
that's
Garrick's all, adorable as fuck.
You're right.
You just gotta be adorable.
You're right. It's an
you
adorable.
Garrick is equally as ripped as Taylor Lautner under that sweater.
Listen,
but
that is true, folks. What you don't know here, sitting next to me, is a cement fucking wall. This man, like, joking. Ran into me and I shattered the glass ceiling. I literally fell into glass and it shattered. It's going to cost a lot of money for the Dry Guys to replace this wall.
There's literally no glass
on the
floor.
And me and Zach, I'll never forget when we were doing the shoot for this podcast and we were shooting the Twilight ripoff New Moon.
We were like, oh, fuck.
Zach walks over and he's like, has Garrick always been ever ripped? And I was like, I have no idea.
No,
the man's only been wearing sweaters.
You gotta wear sweaters.
Why are you hiding it?
You have to.
Do you have your shirt off in your new series?
Yeah.
Oh! When's the premiere date? When's that coming out?
January 20th.
Oh my God!
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bitch, if you don't think I'm gonna make a fucking shirt with your abs on it and wear it to the premiere.
Now, Garrick, you're shirtless, wearing a chain?
Please be wearing.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Where were we?
Taylor Lautner is not hot.
Taylor Lautner is hot.
Have you guys ever experienced, especially as guys, I'm interested, when your dorky doofus duh next door neighbor boy gets fucking abs and cuts his hair off and you're like, oh no. This is bad for everyone.
But like, I didn't appreciate how unattracted she was to him. He shouldn't have had to work that hard. Once his shirt was off and he cut his hair, it's just like, yo, he could have just walked in and be
a
dork.
But she was also heartbroken when she met him. She was on the mend. He filled a very special space in her heart. But I understand.
Did you have a friend's little brother
not a friend's little brother. It was just it was a guy that I was friends with who like shot up over the summer, went to baseball camp, he got fucking yoked and he got his braces off and I was like, put your dick in my mouth. What the fuck?
Nice. Good for little Reggie.
He was still so fucking nerdy and doofy and like,
if someone shouted that at me, I would freak out.
I would be scared.
Then we made the mistake of hooking up.
Boy.
And it ruined our friendship.
Because it was bad.
Did you guys have that? I mean, of course you did. Women in high school, it's so confusing.
But once again, you have to remember that
we were not desirable in high school. I forgot.
We were the Minkus and we stayed the Minkus.
I definitely had a glow up moment. Like I went from being Megan's little sister to like, she got an ass. I'll never forget. Like the guys being like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And I was like, am I the clitoris? Like, am I? It was a big
call back to Try Guys. Yes. Nice. Watch it.
But then you got Edward Cullen standing next to Taylor Lautner.
Well, two of them, that's not fair.
Put a grown man in high school.
A 109-year-old.
And he has a fucking happy trail.
I thought that Jacob was like, killing him off. Like, I'm full on Team
Jacob. You were Team Jacob?
Team Jacob, yeah. I thought he made him look pasty and weird.
I mean, he does.
I thought Jacob made Robert Pattinson look like he didn't want to be there more, if that makes sense.
No, I feel so
where he's just like,
you.
Man, I want to be a real fucking actor. I want to be the Batman, but nobody wants to give me the opportunity. Look at my performances. I'm really good at this. I have to keep on doing this Twilight shit. All right, whatever. Let me just be a ghost or some shit. And then he finally gets the role in Good Time, and now he gets to be the Batman, and there you go. Batman. Now he's fucking fit. He's phenomenal.
To close the loop on Taylor, and then let's move on to Mr.
Why? I want to talk about Babs forever.
Well, I think the biggest problem that made him unhot is that he, as an actor, was trying to do what Robert Pattinson did.
Right.
He was trying to stare and look
whisper
like
a
this.
Lot.
But that's like not your asset. You can't pull that off. When he fucking rode a motorcycle, that was like supposed to be his Tom Cruise moment. He looked like me riding a motorcycle.
Yeah, he looked like a jerk because of the fucking wig, the fucking dumbass wig that was on his head.
Oh, yeah.
He looked ridiculous.
Yeah, Again, to place that next to Edward Cullen, who, again, when he makes his debut in this series, he's coming, walking into high school, and he comes around the corner, and I'm just like, that's a 20-something-year-old man.
It's a man.
Do you remember Edward's reveal in this movie?
Yeah. I just said it.
Oh.
How are you going to describe it?
Slow motion rock and roll. It is just pure camp. It is such a glorious moment of cinema.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But my favorite pleasure of this movie is anytime Bella, Kristen Stewart, has to kiss someone.
Oh, because my God.
Those tiny little worm lips.
Yeah.
Oh.
Really just go for the... They go for the chin every time.
It is every time. It was driving me crazy, but in a way that is an absolute pleasure because I've never seen anything like this in anything.
It is orgasmic.
There are so many near noises. Kisses where they get close to each other and then both parties go,
shiver.
Right.
And it's like literally when she...
Because they were teenagers. They come in their pants.
That's what
it
felt like.
They fucking come in their pants.
That's what it felt like. Do you guys not remember? Because you were too old by the time you got laid. That's what that shit felt like. Like when you were 16, you were like, I'm going to throw up.
But then, I mean, that is a pleasure in life where you have sex late. And so you never have to come in your pants.
No, but the truth of that is that also, and I don't know if you guys remember this because it's from the books and I don't think they do a good job explaining it, but Edward can't get too aroused by Bella because then he'll tear her to shreds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So hot.
He, like, literally, it pains him to kiss her, and you can tell it does.
See, that's Robert Pattinson being a fucking actor. Because he read the book, he knew the source material, and he was just like, I'm going to pull this the fuck off. But I have a scene partner that makes it look like I'm coming in my pants.
She was doing a lot of pants coming, I feel like this episode.
So, By the way, look at them now. He's going to be the fucking Batman.
Right.
She's going to get nominated for an Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's Taylor Lautner up to?
I think it's just chilling, man. I think sometimes people just don't want to act anymore.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't he date Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
That was a big deal, huh?
No.
I thought there were moments of this movie that genuinely slapped. Like, the opening was, like, kind of felt surrealist. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be, like a Don't Look Now moment. I was like, oh, this is, like, kind of, like, cool Italian filmmaking. Totally abandoned that.
No. Yeah,
but then the action scenes, like, kind of cool.
The family fight scene of Bella's 18th birthday where she gets a paper cut and the blood drops on the floor.
Yo, and hilarious. The great impression.
That was
breaks
good.
Out into a fight. And
frenzy.
I was like, fuck yes. I did not expect it. Even though I've seen this movie so many fucking times, I was like, I appreciate the twists and turns and the action.
Yeah.
I screamed. That's my Batman.
Yeah. Biggest can fight, man.
Biggest pleasure is when Jacob first turns into a fucking big dog. Pretty sick.
Did you see it coming?
I did not. I did not.
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry.
He's a wolf.
I knew he's a wolf.
Did I see it coming? Did I see it coming that he was going to turn into a 50-foot wolf?
Yeah.
Or a werewolf person? Because I thought it was going to be a werewolf person.
Okay.
But no, it's just giant wolves.
The biggest wolf. But like, werewolf is bigger than a bear.
It doesn't even bother me. Oh, no,
they're like humongous.
Where in the history of any werewolf lore is that what it is?
It doesn't. Well, do you remember in a Harry Potter, Prisoner of Azkaban, the first time we get to see... I know, but remember the first time we get to see Professor What's-His-Nuts?
I don't.
Lupin as a werewolf? He's fucking huge.
Yeah.
He's like two stories tall.
It's like...
Because your little brains are just preoccupied with wolves in general. Like, you can't break outside of the idea that wolves could be more.
Wolves are a spectrum?
Yeah.
No, like, I mean, I watch fucking Princess Mononoke. I know that they're fucking huge. Drop I know it. It's fine, but no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
They walk on hind legs, and they only come out at night. It's bullshit. Moon. That's the whole reason
you're right.
They fight each other is because they come out at full moons, and vampires come out at night all the time, and they do the same shit. So of course there would be some territorial situations there, but no, they just took the lore and they just wiped their fucking weird ass with it.
Wow.
And then threw it out. And
you wiped like a girl.
Yeah, you wipe from the front. You wipe through the middle from the front?
Yeah.
And you wipe forward or wipe back?
You gotta wipe back.
Forward.
Oh, you did it wrong. You would have given us a UTI.
Yeah. You can't. Girls can't do that.
We gotta go forward.
I go around and I always kind of sit on my left cheek.
I can't do that.
I lean up.
I can't do that. I go straight through the middle and I pull them up, pull the shit up. Well, first of all,
it's a two-hand situation.
It's a two-hand situation. First of all, I use a bidet. I have class.
Hey, my man.
So, classy boy.
I damn right you do. I knew we were friends for a
reason. Yeah.
Get 25% off with
code guilty horse.
Code guilty horse. But yeah, I okay. Just wiping water off, essentially.
All what right. are we talking
Pat
about?
Try.
I tried to bring it back to whatever sentence you were finishing. I can't recall.
I can't believe I didn't even realize that they just fucked the lore of werewolves.
Yeah.
Totally. Because they don't come out at wow.
And they fucked it in the first one where vampires could be out during the day.
During the day.
Well, but they're sparkly.
They're sparkly in the sun.
And they don't need to be invited in, right?
No, they don't. They can see their reflections, all kinds of fast and loose shit, unless they can't.
Can I give a pleasure?
Please.
Go for it.
I didn't say, can I just say, which has become a guilt of mine. I thought they did what a breakup feels like really well.
Oh, really?
So they do this shot where they go around her in a 360 where the window changes.
Oh, I did like that sequence.
That was great.
That is cinema. Come on, guys. That was cinema.
Yeah, so she's sitting there and it's like October, November, December.
I was like, that's sick.
All the way to spring. He fucking left her and that shit fucking hurts.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's nothing has ever hurt more than a breakup ever. And I live with chronic pain.
That's me, but watching Forgetting Sarah Marshall. So I watch it consistently for months.
That's the second time you reference that. That's your breakup movie.
That's my breakup movie.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what it feels like.
I have many problems with how they portrayed like relationships in this franchise.
Yeah, obviously.
But that is a moment where I'm like, the intensity of youth breakups. They got that.
And then to find your friendship again with another guy that you're like, maybe I kind of want to fuck. This is hot. Even though I'm 18 and it's illegal now and this is like predatory behavior, I'm going to go ahead and keep flirting with him.
Oh, it is.
You
is
didn't
it
think
illegal?
About it. That dude,
I did not think about
what they're
that.
Doing in Seattle. But then he fucking.
I'm sorry. If it's illegal to slowly put your lips towards someone and go, then I don't want to live in a land of
law. Guilty as charged.
True.
But then here's what
I'm
you guys
going
don't
to
realize.
Mexico.
Then fucking Jacob abandoned her to go be a wolf. So she's been abandoned twice in one semester.
It literally goes, I promise I'll never leave. He
immediately leaves.
You don't want to be around me anymore.
And it's like, this girl is fucking getting her major male relationships torn out from underneath her in the most traumatic ways. It's no wonder she's got problems when she comes back and she's fucking sucking on Edward's butthole for the rest of the series because she's got separation anxiety, man.
You know what was a missed opportunity? Since he can't get cold and he's always warm, if it was raining, he should be steaming all the time.
That's
sick.
That'd be cool.
That'd have been
sick. I thought about that.
I wrote down this question because I'm curious for you. Would you rather fuck someone who is always cold or always hot?
Always hot. Jared's always hot. I call him, his nickname is my furnace.
Sick.
Nice. It's like, it's very nice. That's I run right. cold. My extremities right. are freezing. Yeah. At all times. Feel my fingers.
Because there was that moment in 50
right?
There was that moment in 50 Shades where he put the ice cube in his mouth. I remember it.
No, I don't.
So I was like,
would you guys rather fuck a cold girl or a hot girl?
No, hot girl. 100%. Cold girl?
Right?
I don't even know why you asked that question. If I'm being honest, it's like the answer is hot.
The way you said that, I don't know why you even asked that question. But I forgot, like, the number one thing that guys say about pussies is that they're warm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which, like,
yeah.
girls are never thinking about. You're literally inside of our internal body temperatures, which is like running at 98 degrees. You're instantly sticking your dick in a jacuzzi every time you have sex.
Yeah, it's a great time.
That's not fair. We don't get that.
No.
Sometimes y'all's dicks are cold.
Oh, I mean, I usually have a warmer on mine at all times.
A little hat?
I have a little hat.
Before any coitus, I go.
Like you're making a fire. Yeah, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Ghost Edward in this movie?
Oh, so stupid.
Edward's gone.
Yeah.
For like the whole fucking movie.
Well, yeah.
For a lot
Act
of it.
Two.
But that's most of it.
Okay. I think it's like the huge middle portion.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. And so she starts having visions of Ghost Edward. And the first time it happened, the reaction I laughed so hard.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I spilled a drink. I had to rewind. She the look on Kristen Stewart's face is
the amount of takes that they must have, the coverage that they had to get on this poor girl shaking and shivering like a little chihuahua.
Yeah.
To see the ghost of her boyfriend, but only when she puts herself in precarious situations.
Because mm-hmm. I forgot what motivates Ghost Edward is a flashback of the chain gang rape scene.
Yeah.
That we were like, we unanimously from the first movie
decided.
Like,
this is not okay.
Yeah. I feel bad so joyously screaming chain gang
rape. Yeah.
But here we are. But that's a scene that should never have happened.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And this movie
they
said,
brought it back.
Remember?
Yeah. Remember when we did that? No, it's
we're
going to
do it again, but add motorcycle vroom vroom. Yeah. Go fast. God. Yeah. So he is a floating head.
Yeah.
That's my question about the CGI. Like we had Transformers by this point, right?
We had Jurassic Park 20 years earlier.
Okay. Yeah. So my thing is like, what happened?
I think it's just budget, man. Like
really?
It was made for $50 million, right?
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money, but
it's not.
It's not.
It's really not. I think Transformers budget, was like double that. If
I'm
not
trying
more.
To think, where what's a good ghost movie? What's a good ghost?
Casper.
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Succession slaps.
Succession slaps. What's a good ghost?
Casper.
Drag Me to Hell.
Visual movie. That does ghosts well.
Like, I thought I answered your question several times.
I'm actively ignoring you.
What's super confusing about this plot line, though, is that so she's seeing visions.
It's not a line. This plot is like, it's like a L.
Like an L in, as in loss?
It's
or
like, yeah, it's like a
sharp right.
Degree.
Yeah.
And then straight again.
Okay.
It's okay, so she's seeing visions of Edward every time she's doing something
naughty. Yeah.
Because Edward, when he goes, promise me one thing.
He's daddy.
You won't do anything.
He protect.
Yeah.
Foolish.
Yeah.
So every time she's like about to do something bad, she sees Edward. So she's like, okay, I'm going to just
then
start
she starts
becoming an
chasing
adrenaline
the
junkie.
Dragon.
But here's what doesn't fucking make sense.
Okay, mm-hmm. Crocs.
Love them.
You slapped your Crocs on the table. Like, like this point you're about to make is fucking valid with Crocs
that
on.
That is very fashion.
Did you?
I don't think anybody.
Yes, let's pause to talk about this.
carry on.
I feel like we're overlooking the fact that Zach has been killing most outfits.
I don't overlook that. I just think you're more apt to the Croc life because of what your wife does for a living.
No, it's honestly, I just have decided that life's too short to have painful feet.
I like that for you. Yeah. Okay, sorry. So
what were you talking about?
So when you were watching this movie, to me, I go, oh, Edward has some sort of telekinesis
powers.
Yeah,
I thought that was it.
Where he can, every time Bella's in danger, he's always watching and he's going to say, no. That's our reading, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then that's not.
No.
It's not what happened. It's not actually him because Edward thinks that she dies earlier and then in like a Romeo and Juliet send up is going to go unlife himself.
Mm-hmm.
So But that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like I said, that it wasn't a well done. And it also wasn't very well explained in the books, because I remember feeling that way too, being like, okay, wait, is she having some sort of psychosis, mania? Like, are we worried about her? Is this part of her depression popping out? Or is he communicating with her? And it is, in fact, that it was just bad CGI.
It was bad CGI, but those big ass dogs, good CGI.
Great CGI.
Amazing the CGI. Eyes. I thought that the dog playing Jacob was better. It was a better actor.
Don't say it.
Taylor Lautner.
Don't himself. Say it.
The emotion in his
the
eyes.
The emotion those in his eyes. Because when he walks past, he's like, I was like, Taylor Lautner could pull that shit off, dog.
Oh, that hurts so bad.
That's what the wolf was basically saying when he looked at Bella and was like, It me. You recognize me? Can I also point out a funny moment that you guys might have not picked up on, but Jacob calls his motorcycle
Loca?
The rabbit.
Oh.
And he asks Bella if she wants to come ride the rabbit. And she goes, is it really fast? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, is no one seeing this?
I thought it was a dick joke too.
Yeah.
There's some good dialogue in this movie.
Yeah.
There's one after Jacob is revealed, like Bella knows about werewolves. He goes, I guess the wolf's out of the bag. I'm a full-on Twihard now.
Yeah.
I wrote in all caps, I'm in. Yeah. Wherever this series wants to take me, I'm in.
You want to hear my
yes.
Yeah.
All caps moment?
Oh, God.
Jacob, shred it up. That's it.
It is jarring.
It's jarring.
And he's got that fresh ink the
yeah.
whole movie.
Yeah. Oh, that soundtrack, though.
It's a good. It's an excellent it's a good soundtrack.
Excellent.
Good score. Yeah.
All
original
emotions,
songs from the movie.
Right. Yeah, and they are still circulating on TikTok to this day.
Fantastic.
The movie brought these songs into the fold.
Yeah, I'm sorry to jump to a different thing.
No, please do. That's this show.
I like seeing Kristen Stewart act in this makes me so much more upset that that's the character that she's playing, because it's the same. If you take that same acting to Adventureland, you're like, oh, this is the scariest
yes.
human alive.
Yeah.
I am so intimidated by her. This is fantastic.
Yeah, and apparently she's really good in that Diana movie, Spencer, too.
Yeah, she knows what she's
going
doing.
To get nominated
she's really
for
good.
She may win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She's really good, but I do feel like she's still miscast. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't.
You know who would have played this better? Anna Kendrick.
Ooh, Anna Kendrick. And we got a little dose of Anna Kay.
She's so good.
She didn't have a lot of screen time.
She did not have a lot of screen time. She had like one line.
But she made it count.
Yes, she did.
And you know what? Actually, she didn't even have that line. She improvised that line.
Of course
she did.
Of course she fucking killed it.
Yeah.
Our girl.
My girl, Anna Kay.
I wanted to hear her sing in a shower. That's all I wanted.
Yeah. With that steam.
Yeah.
I'm bulletproof.
Yeah.
Nothing to lose.
There you go.
I'm still waiting for her to find out about Bella and go, wait, what? You're a vampire? Someday.
She would have been a better one.
Someday.
Can I give a guilt when Kristen Stewart throws that pizza across the room and then it turns into a wrench? Do you guys remember that moment?
What?
When her and Jacob are fixing the... They're fixing up the bike together.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be a montage of like them over time.
Yeah.
And she goes to like pay for pizza and she like opens the box and like takes a slice of pizza and fucking chucks it across the room as if she's passing a slice of pizza to Jacob. But then he catches it as a wrench and starts fixing the bike. And I was like, who would disc toss frisbee pizza across the room?
It sounds like a cool transition.
Yeah, it does.
It was not. I was like, oh! And then I shrieked, and then it landed as a wrench, and I was like, whoo, that would have burned his fucking hand.
Well, he's always hot, so he could catch it.
Damn, you know what?
He could catch it. But I mean,
and also, did she know he was a dog at that point? Because that is how you give dogs treats.
It is.
She threw this thing across the room.
If he would have caught it with his mouth, that would have been nice.
And then he goes,
foreshadowing.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got something to tell you.
one pleasure, although you did just say that line of dialogue, they didn't lean into the dog jokes of it all.
Yeah.
At all.
They're not dogs.
They're wolves. But they,
show
like, you know,
respect.
Like, you know, take the dog out or whatever.
He does say he starts following him around like a little puppy, you only catch that if you know that it's because they're about to turn into a dog.
Yeah. But like, you know, in that scene of like catching things with his mouth, doing like weird things, like he's becoming a wolf and he's like scratching himself behind the ear, like doing like dumb shit like that.
No, he didn't know he was about to become a wolf. Oh, that's what's crazy.
Is right. No, but I just mean like in the transitionary period where
so the
like,
lore. The lore is what that like
you get sick, the fever comes,
but and only then if a vampire triggers it.
No, it's in your genes,
right? But
it's in
like,
your DNA.
It's
a puberty thing.
I thought it was like
no.
A
he says
gene.
First the vampires come, then the fever hits or whatever. But it's like it's like a puberty thing.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that's why he looked.
So he
also didn't look like he was 16, and then he acted like he was 16, and then I was like, "Oh, this person is 16."
Do we all agree with my reading that Jacob's story is a metaphor for being a closeted teen?
What?
Did you not get that watching this movie?
Also, you said that as if you've said that before. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, well then let me introduce my reading.
Here we go.
That Jacob is a closeted gay man in this movie because first of all, he's running around shirtless with boys in the woods. I mean, hello. Yeah.
Hello. Y'all are touching each other's dicks for sure.
Yeah, and they're always wrestling. Mm-hmm.
I think that this is like a weird Christian... franchise where vampires are a metaphor for giving into the sin of sex and like, oh, if you give into the sin of sex, you're going to become a monster we can't have that. Jacob is for being closeted, right? That's the other ungodly thing.
Okay.
Like premarital sex and homosexual thoughts.
Yeah. Can't be gay, can't fuck.
He has a speech where he goes, I was born this way. I can't help it. And then she goes, it's not what you are, it's what you do. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels pretty homophobic.
Like being gay.
Yeah. Yeah. After that, I'm wearing this shirt that's a super gay.
Super gay.
Super gay.
I also like just the whole relationship got more creepy to me this time between all of them.
Yeah.
Between everybody. Yeah.
So Edward is an old man.
Right. Yeah.
Even who cares what body he's in? He's 109.
Yeah.
That's a predatory relationship.
Yeah. 100%.
A predatory relationship where he makes Bella feel like garbage, makes her constantly, she says like how
he
unworthy
gaslights her.
She is.
Yeah.
Jacob. Super emotionally controlling.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah.
This is just setting a really bad blueprint.
And then they
for
both abandon her.
And they all abandon her.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you guys, we cannot blame Belle. This is not her fault that she acts like a fucking chihuahua, shaking chihuahua all the time. Wouldn't you, if your owners were like, and then like kicked you outside and they were like, come back inside. All right, I forgive
you. Which just makes me sad. The young girl's watching this too. Like, this is not setting good expectations for adult
that,
romance.
She has been responsible for 90% of dramatic white women. truly, just fucking, I'm going to jump off a bridge if you don't fucking come to my house right now or something.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, how did
this
even
hormones,
come about?
Baby.
Is it?
Yeah. God. That's a good twist. That they did do. You didn't see that, did you?
Kristen Stewart's character in this is the type of person who would be at a grocery store and like, if they don't have the flavor she wants, she'd be like, I'm filming and I'm calling the police.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Very, very apt description.
Can we talk about the Volturi?
Oh my God. Yes,
okay,
please.
Okay. Yeah. Can we talk about the Twilight 2.5? Because I feel like that was a wholly different movie.
Okay.
It is insane that, so I watched this in two parts. I had to, and where I paused and where I started again, I'm like, this is a new plot.
Did I
accidentally go to the next movie?
That's what the third one's about.
I'm sure it is, but why are we starting it halfway through this movie?
No. Two thirds.
Yeah. Through this movie to the point where you completely abandoned a whole plot line and was just like, no, fuck that. We gotta set up the next movie.
Yeah. So basically Jacob answers the phone. It's Edward. Edward thinks that Bella's unalived herself, but she was really just cliff jumping like crazy teens do in Hawaii, Seattle, ? And then he's like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to go show myself to the Volturi then because I want to die because you're died. And then they get on a plane and it's a montage shot of a plane going through a sky. And then all of a sudden they're like at the Vatican? and there's a festival happening.
That was a long establishing shot of a plane taking off.
Yes.
Everything. I was like, come on.
But Garrick, did you like that shot of that fucking hot yellow car racing through the streets?
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom. What kind of car was it?
It's a Porsche.
Oh, yeah. She had her hand on the joystick and she was changing the
joystick going vroom, vroom. Vroom, beep, vroom. Beep. Vroom, and vroom. Then she gets there just in the nick of time before he sparkles himself to death.
Which is, okay, there's so much that just was infuriating about this. So one, he calls and Jacob picks up the phone and then hangs up. And that is the Bill is standing right there. Yeah. And because of that, this man is now about to have vampires rip his body to shreds.
He says he's planning a funeral, but he doesn't realize that
he
thinks
it
means... That's just so fucking
it's
lazy.
For the guy that had the heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just fucking rude of Jacob. He knows what he did. But then Edward's plan is I'm going to step into the sun and show everyone that I have sparkly skin.
Therefore,
no one would,
they have to.
Would be like,
oh, what's going on? Oh, this is a vampire. I'd just be like, oh, that's crazy that you did this for this festival.
I would say, look at that hot, fabulous man.
I'd be like, what kind of eczema so do you have?
Yeah. How did
I wouldn't
you
be
get...
like vampires.
Yeah, was like, how did you get on Euphoria?
Yeah, I'd be like, this is just like another day in WeHo. I'd be like, what festival outfit is this, sir?
Sick, man.
Yeah, but that Volturi man, their eyes...
Hate it.
Are very
oh my God. And Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson just comes
what?
Out of
no,
fucking
Dakota Fanning.
Sorry, Dakota Fanning.
You guys are still stuck on 50 Shades.
Yeah.
I actually, my preferred fan, my preferred Dakota.
Yeah, same.
Dakota Fanning comes out of nowhere, is a badass.
Yeah. I'm just like, what is happening?
The main guy looks like something off of What We Do in the Shadows. He does not belong in that.
Yeah.
That's why it
turned into a comedy.
Yeah. I was like, you goofy looking motherfucker.
Yeah. And I think that What We Do in the Shadows is doing vampire comedy so hard to where every time I see a vampire now, I'm like, oh, where's the jokes?
Honestly, if you like Twilight, go watch What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh my God, you'd love it.
You'll love
it.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
The best.
But I do wonder though, like, did this movie satisfy what Twihards wanted?
Which
right?
was because
I hope
a love triangle.
Yes,
Edward Bella time. Yes. This becomes like racing the clock action movie at the end.
Yeah,
and I can see where the lore is going, and I'm like, is that what we wanted?
But I think that the reason why
it brought him back together.
Yeah, but in romance movies, the running to the gate at the airport works because it's short, right? She did that shit for 12 hours.
Damn.
A flight from Seattle to Italy is like 12
a
to
lot
10
of
hours.
Money.
That's a lot of money. She probably had a layover in Switzerland.
Yep.
To go to fucking Italy. And
London,
and
maybe.
Yeah, in London. And then now she's running... And we're assuming that she just made it in time.
It's very convenient.
It's
this
too
movie
convenient.
Also posits a universe in which vampires have passports.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come on. Yeah. Of course they do. They're 109 years old.
And you don't think that the ticketer would be like, and your birthday was 1842.
No, they met someone on the dark web and they figured it out. They're rich.
That's
fair. You know.
Yeah. If Jason Bourne can have five, this person can
have
one
absolutely.
Password.
I think that the thing that hurt me the most watching this, there just wasn't enough baseball.
It wasn't enough baseball.
I fucking hate
Since they love baseball all the time. They love it so much.
There
I
was
saw
open
no baseball.
Fields and running.
So much opportunity for baseball.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Every time Taylor Lautner jogged away, I fucking...
An angel got his wings?
I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, is he jogging again?
Man, how do you think he stays so fit?
That's true. It's almost like he is working out constantly.
I mean, imagine his macros and micros when he was filming God. That.
Yeah, poor guy.
I did like the Volturi action scenes, though. I thought they were cool.
Yeah. I did also notice that they were all being pulled on strings. Like, I think they've really upped the game of what it looks like for someone being flown through the air, you know, since then.
Yeah.
But I believed it. Stones were cracking. Dust was falling.
That's,
bongs were binging.
Was there a
bing bong.
There's nice. there's this whole thing with like vampires having powers and all of this stuff where it's just like this one can say pain and you feel pain and this one can touch
future.
You. See the future. This one can touch you and you turn into like, you Stone. Decay.
Yeah.
Like, was that what it, what?
It's varied.
Okay.
It's just like What We Do in the Shadows, right? Don't they all have different powers? Colin's like a vampire energy
He's
vampire.
He's
an
energy vampire, but they're like different types of vampires, not like different powers, really.
Yeah, they all have, it's like you snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
if you get a sucky one.
Yeah.
Like x-ray vision or something.
Right.
So they say that Edward has to stay around because he's too valuable with his mind reading abilities.
Yeah.
But then they say in order to for us not to kill you, you have to turn her into a vampire.
Because she's so fun to be around. That's what it was.
Because they can't read her mind and they're like, ah, interesting. Very special. Yeah,
it does though. Like it posits that vampire. Bella is special and no one watching this movie believes that.
No, because you guys, right. Your powers don't work on her. Like that.
She really is like the best description of what it feels like to be depressed. Like when I'm trying to explain depression, it's just like, I can't muster up any like joy in my voice above this one note. And I keep shaking my head. Like nothing seems right. And I feel short of breath. And
so this is, okay, this is going back to my anger with the film industry and their constant disrespect of animation.
So if
this movie is an allegory for depression and how hard things get during tough times and how you get depressed, nothing has even come close to how hard BoJack Horseman hits you with depression. I don't give a fuck. No,
that show gives me so much anxiety.
It gives you anxiety.
I can't watch it because I'm like, no, I'm already here.
I know. See, the fact that you're laughing, that you're laughing is what I'm fucking talking about. That I am truly comparing.
So right.
I'm truly comparing a show about a horse talking to
vampires.
To vampires and something that is quote unquote real.
But again, you gotta think of the context, hormones, teens. Like this girl, literally one of her lines is, what you're talking about, my soul? Take it. I don't want it without you.
I can't flick my bean to a cartoon horse.
You can't?
You can figure out a way.
You can't?
I'm terrified for that sound clip to be.
I love it.
On the soundboard.
That's just a button we press all next season.
Okay.
I can't flick my bean to a cartoon horse.
Oh, God.
There's one scene that I think we would be remiss to not talk about, but I don't know how to talk about it.
Just say your truth.
It's the rain scene between Taylor Lautner and Kristen Stewart.
Where he should have been steaming.
Yeah. Where he should have been steaming. It is
like a hot potato.
Mm-hmm.
Not just some of, I don't want to call it the worst acting I've ever seen, because the dialogue.
I was in it.
You were in it?
I was in it too.
The dialogue is incomprehensible.
Yeah.
We've done a recreation of that scene before as the Try Guys. And I remember reading the script and I'm like, did you take lines out? It's like, saying words.
Yeah.
And I'm no good.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it.
It's just like call and it's not even call and response. It's just.
Maybe they were really listening to each other. They got so into the scene that they forgot their lines.
Oh, no. There's no way that the crew was watching this and being like, oh, I love that. They're like,
come on.
What the fuck is this bullshit?
I don't believe that at all. You ever been on a crew?
I've seen them doze off. Like, I've seen them.
Yeah, no,
like,
they're not. Knowing now how cool Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson are, I fully believe that they were fucking around with us on some of these. Like, because there's that scene where it's like, I don't want you to come. I want to come. You can't come. Like, they fucking know what they're doing there.
Yeah.
Well, we have a lot of thoughts, but you know who has a lot of thoughts? Famed Twihard, Alexandria Herring. Alexandria, come on in. This is our first time having like an end of the episode guest.
Yeah, somebody come.
Bring the microphone over. What's up, Alexandria?
Hey, guys.
Okay, so we've been talking a lot about this movie, New Moon. We were texting as we were watching last night, and she was able to predict where I was in the movie at all times.
Oh, wow.
Can you are a Twihard?
Oh, yeah.
Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Team Edward at the time, team no one now.
Team no one.
Everyone's toxic.
They're
no one
toxic.
Would make a good partner.
Yeah. We know.
Yeah.
We know.
So what did this franchise mean to you as a kid?
Oh, everything.
Or kid, teen.
So I didn't know about the books. I barely knew about the movie. My girlfriend at the time was like, hey, come watch this like vampire movie with me. So I did. I watched the first one. Fell in love with it.
Yeah. Proceeded little to read Alexandria in the theater going, oh my God.
This is what love is.
Yeah. As a teenager who had like barely had a boyfriend, I felt in love when I watched the movie.
Yeah.
And so I watched the movie, went back to her house, took all of her books, read it over Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God. That's like me in the Hunger Games.
Wow. Yeah. So
no shit.
Oh my God. I fucking ate that shit up.
Damn. We should do one of the Hunger Games.
I had no idea.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Please.
But yeah, so I like experienced love for the first time through these books.
Wow.
Read all of the books and then went to like every midnight showing after that. And I was so crazy. I would read like book 1, 2, 3, 4. When 4 was done, I would go back to 1 and start reading it over again. Like no breaks.
How did actual love stand up to that for you?
Well, I was like pretty bummed out at the time that even when I found love, I was going to die eventually. And so it still didn't hold up to the movie.
So you were trying to become a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
we actually, we forgot to talk about in this movie, the most insane plot line is that Kristen Stewart keeps seeing herself as an old woman.
Oh, yeah.
And as an 18-year-old, it's like, I'm so old.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a crazy, like, was that an anxiety? Because also, so is that an anxiety they won't that young women have? Mm. But also, that is a fucked up plot line in a society that values youth in women and says once you get old, you are no longer sexually desirable.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And like that her as an 18-year-old, she's already at her sexual zenith.
Who had, you know, immortality is just like, nah, man, I'm still going to stick beside you. It's going to be amazing.
I'm going to still stick you is what he was telling her.
Yeah.
They don't even play it as much as she talks about it in the books. In the books, it's like a never-ending thing about her age.
Oh, yeah.
And like
she's
her
constantly
being
stressed
old.
Out about it.
She's like asking him to turn her into a vampire, like page one.
Yeah. So like 17-year-old me, I was like, I have one more year left of my youth.
Oh,
there's
my
no
God.
Time left.
This franchise.
Twilight was
at 31,
terrible
I'm still like, I'm
women.
A baby. I don't know what I'm doing. Right. I can't even pay taxes. I pay my taxes. I pay them.
Are you sure? It feels like you're not sure.
Ding.
Pay them enough. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I pay enough.
I pay enough for the taxes. Yeah. What questions do we have for Alexandra?
Why did Jacob suddenly become hot? Like, what happened? Did he just...
Like, in real life, what happened or in the movie?
Oh, in real life. You can tell.
Oh, in real life, he was going to lose the role because he was a scrawny little kid and he was like, he's kind of a shorter guy.
This was one of my
and
fun
so,
facts.
Yeah, so he was going to lose the role and he was like, I need to put on a lot of weight and become a hot guy in 6 months. So that's what he did.
Oh my,
he was
in 6 months?
It was something
role?
Crazy because they shot New Moon like the year after Twilight came out. Like it was a really quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Like, and they were going to try and replace him? And you don't think we'd notice?
Yeah, this guy, Michael Copan, apparently.
He was on an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. He took Kim Kardashian out on a date.
What?
Wow. I wonder how Pete Davidson feels about
that. Dog, can I just for the record state that there is nothing that makes me happier.
Oh, really?
Than them being together.
They do look adorable.
They fucking work, man.
I'm kind of into it.
I'm so into it.
I was like, at first I was like, man, fucking, how is he doing this? And then I saw them at the picture of them in the car and how much she's laughing and how
that
like, him
there
doing
is
this.
Nothing.
Yeah, she needs someone easy and fun.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just a he seems like a dork.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, but he's got a big schlong and he's super funny and that's all. That's all.
That's all I need.
And he's tall. See ya.
Make me laugh, make me moan. That's all I need.
Make me moan.
Did you see that he and Machine Gun Kelly are like the new faces of Calvin Klein?
Yeah.
They're like besties.
I see them all the time.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I'm happy for them.
They just hype each other up.
We talk about Megan Fox on this episode, on this podcast as often as we possibly can.
As we should.
Okay, so you were Team Edward, but was Jacob hot?
Jacob was hot, but even at the time, I was like, Jacob's just getting in the way. He needs to let true love go forward.
That's
but
fucking
he was
crazy.
In the way.
Because I saw it as, man, look at this poor sad sap. He can't even get the girl of his dreams because she likes an immortal person. Or like, watching this brought me back to like, middle school.
Getting
friend zoned.
With abs?
No, not with abs. But just getting friend zoned.
Eric has abs.
Yeah, he's got abs.
Like, are you like a ripped seventh grader?
I was like a ripped seventh grader.
And a ripped adult
huge.
Right
no,
now.
Not at all.
Walk into him. See what's
walk
going
into him.
Nothing's going to
happen. He's going to be on TV having a sex scene with a chain on.
No, I'm very excited about that.
I'm going to cover this entire office in there. I'm going to flyer your entire office.
What about you guys? Who's Team Edward? Who's Team Jacob.
I'm Team Edward because I'm an emotional motherfucker. And like your words, he just gets me with the
You need the words.
I need the words. The looks, I was like, I was kind of like, yeah. See, is he funny?
So I don't understand.
Does he have a long schlock?
This is so weird. I feel like as dudes, we're taught to like get
be the red dabs.
Be the Jacob.
That's the male gaze.
Yeah, I guess it is the male gaze.
Honestly. Women don't need that.
No.
Don't want it
I
at
just
all.
Told you what I needed.
The male gaze is like what men think is hot. Yeah. We think Chris Hemsworth is hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
he is.
That's the exception. Yeah. He is fucking he is hot. Yeah. And he's sweet and he's kind.
He's perfect.
He's pretty perfect.
He's the hottest Chris.
But like, yeah, Pete Davidson is actually a really good example of it. I think he's like breaking. And like Travis Barker, another good example of it. Like a lot of these like scrawny dudes.
Maybe he's a Zach Kornfeld and Garrick Bernard.
Well,
yeah, I mean, yeah,
we'll get there. It will get there.
I don't know anything
it's
about
It's all cyclical. We'll break it down.
I dress really cool. You guys were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Look at him.
I really like wish that I could go back in time because I can only imagine this like the screams at the midnight showing.
Oh, I can feel God. Them now. It gives me chills. It was crazy. It was like a concert opening or something.
Yeah.
Like you got to the theater at like 10 o'clock, you camped out because back in the day you couldn't choose your seats.
Right.
Oh,
and so you brought snacks, you brought a chair, you got there early to get a good seat.
You
and
dressed
then you
up.
Just, you dressed up in all of your merch or like the characters.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was just this communal, like, it's like if you go to a Harry Styles concert and everyone's friends automatically, you're all here for like this one person.
Oh,
it was the same thing. You were like, we all believe in love. We're all here for Edward.
That's exactly how I felt when I watched Dark Knight. Being honest, like being truthfully honest, everybody was dressed up and I was like sitting in a line and it just felt great.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, funny, I'm going to transition us lightly into fun facts. This movie broke the record for the biggest one day gross in the US with $72.7 million.
Wow.
Beating the former record holder, The Dark Knight.
Oh my God. I knew I was mad at this movie for a reason.
It was like a subconscious tingle. You didn't realize why. Yeah. It took your fave at the spot.
I bet you got some fun facts for us. I bet you got better ones than us. But is there anything about this movie that you think we should be talking about?
Oof.
Or things that we should know?
It is a lot of pressure.
To come up with like quizzical fun facts?
Either a fun fact or a thing that we should discuss.
I'm curious how you all felt about the movie in general since I missed the first part of this podcast, but I guess we'll
loved
go from
it.
There. You loved
I
it?
I fucking
Do you love it?
Love it.
it was
I will say it's not as good as Twilight, right? It's not as good as the first movie.
I disagree.
I disagree.
Really?
I actually think the second one's better.
Oh,
I
love
the third one's better than the second one.
Oh, I can't wait. I think it's better directed.
Yeah.
It has no baseball, which is sad.
Yeah.
It's but I think that this is one of the supremely sublime camp movies that exists. Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch this through the lens of getting this high with your friends and howling at the screen, I don't think
howling.
That there's some.
Oh.
Werewolves.
Oh, I guess I do have a fun fact. So, Catherine Hardwick, the director of Twilight, the first movie, was supposed to do New Moon. And apparently the production and edit timeline was so fast, she turned it down. She was just like, I can't do this creative justice. And that's how they got their director that they ended up with. I think Chris Weitz.
Yeah, so Chris Weitz directed this movie. And his previous credits, he did The Golden Compass right before this. That's how he got this job. But he made two of my favorite movies, not favorite. About a Boy and Down to Earth, starring Chris Rock.
Wow.
I fucking love both of those.
And he did this as a favor.
As a favor.
It was like the EP or like someone was like scrambling for a director and he's buddies with Chris. And
holy shit. That's a pretty big favor to do.
Hey, can you do me a favor and make millions of dollars?
Can you direct New Moon as a favor?
And get royalty checks for the rest of your goddamn life.
That's a pretty fun fact.
You guys will see though. So Twilight was very blue and gray.
Yeah.
It just gets more and more orange as the series goes on.
That was a bit. I did write that down as a pleasure that I thought it was really beautifully shot.
All right.
I thought it was beautifully shot.
Yeah.
It was very pretty.
I do think that because it follows the same plot points and all that stuff, I do think that this was a better produced version of the original.
Wow. So there's a positive.
Technically, it is a better movie.
They had a lot more money.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's a better movie with a less convincing love lead.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I do have to say, so at the beginning of the movie, you know where... After Edward breaks up with her and they have that panning or like the shot that's going around
the window.
Yes. So in the book, when I read this for the first time, Edward breaks up with her and then she's in the forest and like it's the next day or whatever. And then you turn the page and it's just months. It's like February, March, April.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
When I was reading it, the tears were just streaming down my face. I was like already heartbroken from the breakup. And now I'm like, where is
you're
he?
Like,
where
what
is
do you he? Mean?
It
what
was
do you
awful.
Mean?
Oh,
that is a good surprise where he's just like, oh, we thought that this was going to last for like a week or something that. And then seeing the months go by, I was like, oh fuck. They and really then
you think there's
going
to be an aftermath, but she's just abandoned.
Yeah.
Honestly, crazy. That's literature right there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's art. Yeah. That's cinema.
If you liked the movies, you should read the books. Guys.
Should we do an episode, a book club episode?
Listen.
No, man, I'm still making my way through fucking Dune, baby.
I'm reading All the Light We Cannot See right now.
Nice.
It's a very good one.
This is the time where we need to decide, is this movie a pleasure, a guilty pleasure, or just plain guilty? Our time to tell the people, should they see this movie?
I'm going with pleasure.
Pleasure? Pure?
Wow. I'm going with abandon all... bullshitty snooty hoot toot highfalutin fucking movie. I'm so fucking film bro. Just go enjoy it and you're gonna laugh and you're gonna cry and you're gonna love it.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Okay.
It's a guilty pleasure.
I mean, it's
both
it's,
y'all?
But it is so delightfully a guilty pleasure.
Yeah,
like you're watching a man who never should have been given a lead role trying to be a romantic lead, and I love it. And he calls someone a marshmallow, and it's not intimidating.
Wow.
And
but he says it like marshmallow.
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 This is genuinely, though, I say it's a guilty pleasure. This is one of my new favorite movies.
Wow, baby. So exciting.
It was so fun. I'm mad that I watched it alone.
We got to watch some together.
100%.
Next time, let's schedule so that we come here.
Watch it on this
and
TV.
And then we record.
Easy. Done.
Okay. What's next week's movie?
Eclipse.
Well, I want to know for you.
Guilty pleasure or pleasure or guilt?
As an adult now, all these years later.
As an adult, ooh. I'd say it's pleasure.
Hell
because
it is.
It's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
And if you want to feel all your feelings, heartbreak, love, and joy.
This is a good breakup movie.
She gets it.
Yeah.
As someone who had never gone through a real breakup before, I was so heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like it was my first heartbreak.
Yeah, truly.
Next week is our final episode of the season. we teased you a couple weeks ago that we were going to do Pitch Perfect 3.
But now we're doing 500 Days of Summer.
No, we're nice. So we're finally doing that. Lord DIY will be joining us. We're skipping 2. Fuck it. We're going right to the third.
Pitch Perfect 3.
I do love 500 Days of Summer.
I do too.
It's a good movie.
I still want to sit on benches.
Yeah.
I love benches. I'm at Corn Day and All the Things.
I'm at Kelsey Dare at All the Things.
I'm Gary Bernard at All the Things.
You get to say
where can
your handle.
You.
Oh, at AA Herring.
What's the show called?
Single Drunk Female.
On Freeform, January 21st.
20th.
Oh, but maybe watch it on the 21st.
Yeah, maybe watch
I'll
it.
Probably watch
next
it
day
on Hulu.
First. Yeah, it'll be on
no,
Hulu
we're having a
day.
Screening party. I hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until next time.
Stay guilty, whores.